USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Up to 25,000 National Guard troops are heading to Washington, D.C. ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. A Guard spokesman saying their mission will be to support federal law enforcement and protect the nation's capital. The Secret Service is in charge of security preparations. Reaction still coming in to President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus stimulus plan that he unveiled on Thursday night. The plan calls for an increase in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour and also sending money to state and local governments that were affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Regarding all this extra spending, Job Creators CEO Alfredo Ortiz reminds everyone.
So they're not worried about how they're going to pay for it because they just think we can keep printing money and there's going to be no impact.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.